One of the challenges of language is its limitations. And certainly language that is produced by a finite mind cannot exceed the finiteness of that mind. So it's a challenge when we're trying to find the right words and phrases to describe something that is not finite. We're bound by the limitations of our language. But the power that we're describing in Adon Olam, the eternal, as we explained, the eternal master, the challenge is that we're talking about an infinite sort of being, an infinite power. So how does our language meet the minimum requirement of appropriately describing that? The author of Adon Olam, if it turns out to be Shlomo Ibn Gabirol, some say it's Rabbi Chai or Rabbi Shrira Gaon, we're not entirely certain, tries to sort of navigate between these poles of the infinite and the finite. Now, if you were to say Hashem is Haya, Hove, V'yeh, I think most of us can somehow wrap our minds around the idea that God is above time. It's a difficult concept, but I get it. But Adon Olam challenges us by taking it one step further and introducing the notion of Malchut. Hashem Malach, past tense, Hashem Melech, present tense, Hashem Imloch, future tense. Okay? Future tense, I understand. Present tense, I understand. Malach, I understand, but up to a certain point. Can you have a king if there is no servant? Can you have a king if there's no creations? Adon Olam maintains, suggests that Hashem was always the king. Haya Malach. That Hashem's kingship somehow is detached from having any creations. Before he created anything, he was king. So it's a hard concept to understand. How is that possible? And yet this notion of kingship of Hashem is so critical. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam. Not too long from now, we're going to be entering into the Yomim Noraim and on Rosh Hashanah. One of the main points of the Musaf service is Malchuya, Hashem is king. In fact, the Hasidim say Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hachtara. We are, as it were, anointing our king. But if we're anointing our king, what happened before we anointed him? He wasn't a king. Of course he was a king. Philosophically, you can't posit the notion that there's even a second that Hashem was not the king. So it's an interesting situation. It's an interesting philosophic problem. For Baruch Levi Epstein, the author of what is most commonly, his most well-known work is the Torah Tmima, his supplemental work called the Tosefet Bracha, also wrote a series of comments and Perushim on the Siddur, Baruch She'amar on the Siddur. And the Baruch She'amar on the Siddur suggests a really interesting explanation. And Rabbi Baruch Halevi Epstein himself was a lover of Hebrew language and tried to understand how the nuance of language can somehow direct us to understanding something. So when I tell you what a melech is, you understand, melucha, melech, we have an image in our mind. But Rabbi Epstein in the Baruch She'amar suggests an interesting idea. And he wants to take the explanation of melech in a slightly different direction. A direction which, in fact, might help solve this sort of philosophic dilemma of how can we call Hashem a king without having the kingdom to rule over. So he says, like he points out, take a look at this verse. Le'et na'asa b'cheftzo kol, at a time when his will was brought all into being, le'et na'asa b'cheftzo kol, at the time le'et na'asa b'cheftzo, that all that was in his will was done, azai melech shemo nikra. Now what does that mean? What is Ibn Gabirol saying when he says that? At the time when his will was brought into being, then as king. So Rabbi Epstein makes a fascinating suggestion, and he says that melech, while it does mean king, is called king, the Hebrew word melech. Why? Because it comes from the word halach. An unusual explanation. Etymologically, it's not, I think, entirely sound. But he suggests that there are verses in Tanakh where if you read them carefully, might in fact support his position. Why? He quotes a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. And here's the pasuk. Hine hamelech mitalech bifnechem. Hamelech, and what's the next word? Mitalech. And he says that's not by coincidence that those two words come side by side. Melech mitalech. What's the pasuk trying to say? What's the image? What's the message? Why is it not a melech bifnechem holech, but mitalech even? And then he takes us way back to the beginning of Sefer Bereishit, Perek Gimel. Hashem Elokim mitalech bagan. Now there, the melech part is not there. But if you're looking ever for a chapter in the Torah which talks about the ultimate power of a king, the absolute power, well, let's go to Bereishit where Hashem creates everything. And Epstein maintains the following. An essence of a king lies not only in his relationship to his subjects, but also, and this is the key point for him, in his power to make things happen. And that's what the idea of holech is. You're walking, you're moving. You're making a decision to go from point A to point B. He says melucha is the idea of molich umevi. That's what a melech is. A melech is a person who has an idea and does what? Makes it happen. I don't need anybody else. I'm going to make it happen. If that's the case, then when we take a look at Adon Olam, we understand maybe the connection between these phrases, which are le'et nasa b'chepsoko, when he decided what he wanted to do, Azai Melech, then he's acting like a king because he's now realizing his will. And that is what a king is about. It's not about having a subject. It's about exercising your will. And I wonder whether or not there's even a slight etymological connection. There's also another use of the word, the shorish, mem lamed chaf. To be mamlich means to sort of take advice or to seek counsel. Why would you seek counsel from somebody? You seek counsel from somebody because the purpose is, once you take the counsel, it'll guide you in the path that you want to follow. That's what the purpose of counsel is. And maybe that's the reason that the idea of hamlich, which not only means to anoint, but to seek counsel, has the shorish melech. Because when you seek counsel, you know the path that you are taking. And maybe in fact, we are not malachim, but Chazal tell us we are b'nei malachim, which means what? We have the capacity to decide. We have the capacity to decide the path we want to take. And in that, Hashem has endowed us with some of the qualities which make him melech malchei hamlachim.